Hello everyone, this is Elijah Ward, and I'm excited to share with you another podcast. Today is a beautiful day. I'm on the road traveling, and I've just been in the vehicle going deep in this line of thought that the Father has had me in over the course of the last week or two, and I'm really thankful to have an opportunity to be able to share it with you because it's been in my heart. And if you know me, you know that something can only stay lodged in my heart for so long until I begin to pour out and just share from the overflow of that with those around me. So, you know, I am in a unique position, and many of us are in a unique position where we are learning to more fully embrace the revelation of rest. And we know that we have a biblical responsibility to enter into rest according to what Scripture tells us. In fact, we're commanded to even strive to enter into rest. And so we're called to really set our hearts to find that place. Now, at the same time, we want to go deeper in the revelation of rest. But we also have the nature of our relationship with Yahweh as His sons are that we would be builders, that we would not just sit back and wait for the manifestation of His kingdom, but that we would put our hand to the fulfillment of the dreams that the Father has placed in our heart and that He's resourced us to manifest in the earth. And you know, as I go deeper into rest, I'm feeling this unique tension, and I know that tension is the place where I'm beginning to experience a breakthrough of new revelation, and that tension is between feeling called to be more fully seated in the office of a king, but being also drawn more fully rooted in the heart of a priest. And so oftentimes as I'm working, my family, we own a company with another young family that we're very close friends with. And every day for us, we're building, we're developing new aspects of our business. We're, you know, hunting down new opportunities to do business in our community. And we're really more fully embracing each day the office that the Lord has called us into as kings. But the longer that you walk with Yeshua, the more you begin to just fall more deeply in love with who He is. And that can often feel like a source for tension. But I feel like the Father has begun to remind me about a man in Scripture who was known and has been regarded for generations as being a successful builder of the dream of Yahweh, but who also was able to really inhabit an identity that was marked by rest. And so I want to share that with you. And I will grab my Bible here. About a week ago, as I was laying in bed, I was experiencing this tension and really, you know, asking the Father about, you know, how do you navigate this? And He called me into my office that night. It was probably around midnight or so. I went into my office and I opened my Bible and I felt like the Lord told me to begin reading about Noah. And so as I read, I began to really have an aha moment. And I just want to share with you a couple notes I have. Noah was a man remembered by generations as being a builder, but his name was Rest. He was a man who spent 100 years of his life constructing tediously, day by day, the dream that God gave him to facilitate a reality of cosmic transformation. And his name was Rest. Now, when you read Scripture, I would encourage you to read about Noah. Where I started was in the kind of lineage of where Noah came from. And we get to this reality that Noah was named by his father Lamech for a specific reason. And when he was born, his father dedicated Noah by saying, "This is the one who will deliver us from the painful toil of our hands." And he declared that his name was Nuach, which in Hebrew sounds very close to the word for rest. And when I read that, I realized that this is a man who again, when you read about the purpose of his life, he was called when he was 500 years old. The Lord put a mandate on his life and gave him specific instructions to build a vessel that was later used for literally global change, and I might even say a cosmic shift took place because of his faithfulness to build something that had never been done before on a word from Yahweh. And he spent somewhere around an entire century building this thing, yet his name was Rest. And as I kind of meditate on what it might have been like to spend that long working on something that's never been done before in a culture, while you are submersed in a culture that the Bible says was evil in so many different ways, that there was wickedness everywhere you turned, and that Noah was the one who found favor in the eyes of the Lord. I can imagine there were many days where Noah was overwhelmed, where he maybe even started to question if he had heard the right thing from God, if he heard it the right way and with the right timing and had the right understanding. I mean, when you think about as a human, how many times you go back and forth in your mind questioning, am I doing exactly what the Father told me to do? Or is there any aspect of my human sense of logic and reasoning that's leavening the instructions that the Father gave me in order to make it make sense, in order to make it more relevant? I can imagine there were a lot of days where Noah was experiencing the tension of being a man who was called to operate in the office of a king and was being drawn deeper into that heart posture of being a priest. I believe Noah was a man who had fallen in love with the voice of Yahweh. He had fallen in love with being obedient to the voice of Yahweh, but there was a mandate on his life to spend the waking hours of his life putting his hand to building something that would bring about cosmic deliverance. And his father named him Rest. And so when the Lord gave me this, it felt like a wind of energy. It felt like a renewing breath of revelation to my spirit. And it was refreshing. I felt like this was exactly what I needed to hear at exactly the right moment, as I'm in a position as somebody who's a business owner, who is in a position that's, for the most part, driven entirely by sales. If we don't sell things, we don't make money. And so that can create a lot of pressure. It can create, a sense of striving, but I know that I've been called to operate not from a place of striving to succeed, but from a place of striving to enter into rest, and then allowing the posture of rest to be the place from which all of my doings with my time, from which all of my accomplishments are actually completed and fulfilled in the earth. It's from a posture of rest. And so I want to encourage everybody on this, everybody who's listening to this podcast. I know we have a lot of people who might be in similar positions where you're a business owner, you're called into a field of business, or whatever your career might be. You know, there are many ways that we can operate in the office of a king in the earth and be about our Father's business in the marketplace, and doing things that we know are bringing about an establishment of the word of God in the earth. I know there are many people who are in the same position, but you also have a heart that takes you deeper into that posture of a priest. And I want to encourage you, you're doing the right thing. You heard the right thing. The fact that you have a conviction to embody a posture of rest and have an obligation to be about your Father's business in the marketplace, those two things are not mutually exclusive. What you're doing doesn't contradict itself. There are many people who fall subject to the lie that just because they have a heart that is obsessed with the face of Jesus, that they're supposed to go into vocational ministry. That's not the case at all. You can be obsessed with the face of Jesus and be immersed in an atmosphere of business and in the marketplace and being surrounded people by people every single day who do not share the obsession that you have for Jesus. But guess why you're in their life? It's highly likely that you were sent into the marketplace to both bring about a complete, to break open a complete supply of increase for your family, for your, your children and for those that you're connected to give into the people that you trade into. That's awesome. But there is just so much that the Father is doing through your faithfulness to stay plugged into the marketplace that I just want to tell you, be encouraged. Don't get overwhelmed. Don't feel like there's a contradiction in your focus at all. It's not. You're doing the right thing. You're going deeper in the posture of a priest who's obsessed with the face of Yeshua the Christ, and you're being obedient to the obligation that you have in the marketplace to bring about heaven on earth, glory to glory, forever and ever. This is about being a son is about being a builder. And so I just want to encourage those fellow builders that are building with me in the marketplace, that are also obsessing over the presence of God in secret at home with your families. When you're, if you have a church that you plug into, this is not a time to allow that tension to create question. Allow that tension that you feel in the office of a king and with the heart of a priest. Allow that tension to issue forth brand new revelation that gives you a refreshing glimpse of what you're called to do, who you're called to be, and know that you will go deeper in the posture of rest. So I just want to encourage everybody. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to sharing with you in a future podcast. Shalom.